This is an artwork that's called Aerology, and it's a extremely large, or very long, broadband energy scavenging antenna. And it's a big, this one, I think it's 15 kilometers of 0.6 magnet wire. So it's copper coated with polyester. So it's the wire that's normally used in motors. And so this antenna is basically capturing the local electromagnetic environment, and the wire will become energized. And it's possible to just listen to it with headphones. There's so much energy in the wire. The wire acts firstly like an antenna, and secondly like a capacitor, so it's storing energy as well. But in this situation, we will attach some monitoring so that we can monitor the energy in the wire, firstly with the oscilloscope, so it's you can see the waves inside the wire, and secondly with the sound. We'll amplify the sound that's inside the wire, and we won't know what the antenna will receive until it's finished. So the tuning of the antenna is dependent on the location and the size, and I guess everything that's unique to this situation. So it's site-specific, large energy scavenging antenna.
Yeah, and this antenna looks like a wall of copper wire, which has been built here right now. It's like six people are helping to position the wire and to, I don't know, they are measuring that the wire is built in an exact position. How important is this exact positioning of the wire?
One person is just checking that we are traveling up at the same height.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. It's not so... Well, it's important. Otherwise, you know, one might go higher than the other side. I think what's interesting here in the Maritzburg is that we are with the golden statues, wooden statues of the saints, spirits. It's a very spiritual art, and this antenna has become kind of like the ghost. It's a kind of energy object in a place where there are also religious objects, which are a kind of energy object.
Have you done such an installation before at other places?
Yeah, so this work is quite an old work. It's first from New Zealand. I first did it in New Zealand, but it's also been installed in the Yerebatan cistern in Istanbul, underground, in the water. We're quite crazy. Right now, it will be installed here, and it will also be installed in France, in La Panacée, in Montpellier. So it will be in two places at the same time. This is the first time. I think I'll have to try and connect them in some way.
Is it like something noisy I will hear through this wire, or is it organic, or how do I, what do I have expect to hear? Can I even expect something from this installation, or is it just randomly? Or
I think what you can expect firstly is electrical system, the lights. You can hear the 50 hertz from the lights and the electrical system running around. Sometimes, maybe because this building is stone, maybe it will be very quiet, which could be quite nice. There's not so much energy down here. but the on top of the building across the road is the physical institute. There's an antenna broadcasting very close, so it will be interesting to see if this is picking up that as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because at the physical institute they are broadcasting the radio program, the program of the Radio Revolten, and this installation is on the one side part of the Radio Revolten, but on the other side interacting with the frequency, with the radio frequency of the Radio Revolten. So it's like in
collecting it.
Yeah. But can I also interrupt with my or be part of the installation with, for example, my mobile phone, switching my Bluetooth on or my Wi-Fi on and see what's happening?
I don't think so, because the Bluetooth Wi-Fi is in the gigahertz range, and when we're at 14 kilometers, we're down in the very low frequency, extremely low frequency range. So it's really just electrical systems. Sometimes you can hear data, but it has to be pretty low and low frequency. Yeah, no, I've never seen mobile phones produce an effect on these. I have other works where mobile phones, it collects the energy from mobile phones, but not this one. I think is too long. It's a detuned energy scavenger, so it's simply catching whatever it can, and it's not being selective. It's probably a bit hard to know if that what exactly you're hearing, but there will be a lot of humming. It will be quite strong what it picks up. It'll collect quite a lot. And the wires, as they're close together, like they sit next to each other, they start to store energy as well. So it's both an induction coil, inducting energy from the environment, creating a current in the wire, but also storing energy in the long wires that run next to each other.
Yeah, and I think that's the moment when the spirituality, which you already said, comes into, when it seems to generate energy from nothing, and that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, also what's interesting, I think when you walk in through the front door, it's invisible, you can't see it. I don't know if you noticed that when you walked in, you can't really see it. It's not until you come round to the side that you start to see this object.
Yeah, I was thinking that it will be looking like a big roll, but it's really like when you come in, you don't see anything, and even when you are here where we stand now, looking in front of this wall of copper wires, it's like it's hard to recognize it as something.
As a machine.
As a machine, yeah.
Which it is. It's a kind of an antenna, it's a machine for collecting machine.